The Bird Show.
I'll admit it, I have been judgmental in the past when I've taken the kids to Dave and Buster's and they get their 150 tickets and they're standing at the counter and they're trying to figure out which plastic toy from China should they select with their 12 or 13 tickets. And I've looked up on that top row and I've seen some of those top shelf prizes that are like 740,000 tickets. And I have said to myself, what kind of loser
spends that much time at Dave and Buster's?
Goes to Dave and Buster's so much, where they have over hundreds of thousands of Dave and Buster tickets, where they can get things on that top shelf, like a Cybertruck.
I would be that guy.
That is me.
I am said loser.
He's the loser. My question has been answered.
Yeah. Recently, my girlfriend and I have come into a large sum of currency that is not the U.S. dollar. That is Dave and Buster's tickets.
Hey, it's more valuable than that huck to a Bitcoin.
That is true.
Okay, before you tell us how many tickets you have accumulated,
okay,
first tell us how long it took you to accumulate this.
So we go, it's been over the last year.
Okay. For the last 365 days,
yes,
you've accumulated this mass of tickets.
How many times is this like a date?
Yeah.
Night? Every day?
Every evening. No, we've reserved Wednesdays as our date night every week. And we go probably 2 times a month, maybe 3 times.
Okay. All right. So let's all guess how many tickets we think Jackson and his girlfriend have managed to collect at Dave and Buster's.
That's got
to
be a lot, man. Because like I said, dude, that bottom shelf, like Chinese-made plastic toxic things that they're giving the kids that they're not supposed to chew on, that certainly they are.
I can help by giving you a little bit of scale. Like when you're playing these games, usually like the biggest prize that you could ever win in one game is about 1,000 tickets in one game.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right.
So you must be close. I mean, it can't be a million.
No.
It's got to be something like, I'd say 350,000.
I was going to say 100,000.
I was going to say 300. I'll say about 400,000.
This shows how little I know about gaming. I was like, 15,000?
I've never gotten out the candy section, personally.
I think 500,000 because it's a legit prize.
It is a legit prize. The PS5 is 160,000 tickets.
Wow.
All right.
Okay. Now, a PS5 outside of Dave and Buster's, you know, in the real world, costs how much?
$600
$600
$600
So have you spent $600 at Dave and Buster's accumulated on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we've amassed about a little over 180,000 right now.
So I'm curious, wow, when you and your girlfriend walked up to the counter and you realized that you had enough tickets to procure a PS5, what did the person behind the counter say?
Well,
had they ever witnessed anything like this before?
I don't know if they've ever seen anyone actually get one before, but I do know that because we've been sort of saving these up as we've been going, not because we've been saving up for the PS5 specifically. We don't even really need it all that bad or want it all that bad. It's just we haven't really been spending them. So when we go in there and do get a little bit of candy, they're like, you know, you can get a lot more than just that. And we're like, yeah, we know. We're kind of just sitting on it.
See, and the game has changed at Dave and Buster's also, because back in the day, you know, it strictly was those paper tickets, right?
Ooh, yeah.
So you didn't want to walk out of there with 700 paper tickets, right? Because it was just a pain in the ass. It's all like overloading your pockets. So now they have it on like a little credit card type thing. So you're not even exactly sure how many quote unquote tickets you have on that card.
Exactly. So it's all digitally procured now. So you kind of lose track about them. And they're over like 3 or 4 different cards that we have. And so recently we finally were like, how many do you think we actually have? So we actually totaled it up. And yeah, we're sitting on quite a few. And I will say we go on Wednesdays, which is half off games. So, you know, that's the financially responsible thing for us to be doing, because this could be way more expensive than the money that we put into this.
What's the game that you guys are, it's your go-to for like racking up tickets?
I think we're just pretty good at most of the skill-based games that are in there. So
and you're
we'll,
so humble.
He's so shifty also that I can see him somehow finding the one loophole in each game. This is what Jackson does. He'd spend more time online trying to find the loopholes in these games than you would working.
Yeah, it's similar to how I did with the carnival game thing. I've always always trying to find like a little bit of an edge. So there's a lot of like real pure luck based games that we'll occasionally do just for, you know, fun every once in a while. But when we're going in there, like, you know, we're doing some stuff for fun, but then we're also just like trying to get as many as we can.
That is priceless. All right. So now you have all these tickets and you can snag yourself a PS5.
I know. And here's the thing. That's been like, that's the holy grail of prizes that's in there. It's the most expensive one that's there. There's other things that you can get that are also quite expensive, but that's the biggest one. But we realized, you know, we're in a place of privilege where we don't really need it. We don't have a PS5, but we both, Kate and I game a lot, but we do it on our own personal computers that we have. We play on our PCs, and so we don't really have a need for one. And so the whole reason for us to get it would just be to tell people how we got it and not because we actually need it.
Uh-huh.
You know?
So what are you going to do with it?
That's a great question. So recently for the breaking and entering bit that you guys have been doing, there was a need for the PS5, right? And it struck me right then and there of like, this is perfect. We'll donate it, right? So as soon as I heard that that was part of the list, I texted my girlfriend and was like, would you be cool with this? Here's the situation at hand. And within the time that she responded back to me, someone had already bought it and someone had already donated a second one.
Crazy, right?
Which is insane. And so that thought has not really left our head yet. And so we're still very much, you know, wanting to donate it, or at least whatever prize that somebody does want or maybe is in need of.
So if you guys weren't listening earlier this morning, not only did we help that family out, but now we're trying to help 48 other families. And while that sounds like an overwhelming number, their wish lists are super small, super small. Like, I keep pointing to the one family that really needs two hoodies. That's it. That's all they want for Christmas is two hoodies. I haven't taken a look at all 48 families yet, but I'm sure somewhere on there is going to be a PS5. Don't
absolutely
you think?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And I'm just thinking about how big of a part like gaming was when I was a kid growing up, and how like integral that was for me hanging out with friends after school and doing that kind of thing, having people over for sleepovers. It was such core memories to me, and for us to be able to pass that down to someone would be honestly, you know, something invaluable to us.
Just another idea to throw out there. Definitely go to the Proposity link and check out the families and see if there's a need there. But children's hospitals have gaming areas for the teenagers who are there and can often need and could use gaming systems. So if you reached out to maybe Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, you could possibly donate the gaming system there. That way for the teen center, they have something to do while they're at the hospital.
It's a really great point, because I think the knee-jerk thought when people want to donate to a children's hospital, they're thinking of little bitty kids right there, and the teens are the ones that get left out. So that might be a really great option.
That's beautiful, bro. I was just wondering, is a part of you doing this because of the guilt you feel for pushing so many kids out the way to get these amount of tickets?
I have maintained this my entire life. If you put together 100 jobs in the United States of America, from the one that you want most to the one you want least, moving people would be least for me, but 99 would be that ticket dude at Dave and Buster's. Because the decisions that these four-year-olds have to make between the plastic clapper, you know, and the kazoo can take 10 minutes.
Yes.
The Bird Show.